have a week to make a decision. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. A federal judge with that ruling as the Justice Department wants to keep some of the affidavit tied to the search of President Trump's home sealed. Several media organizations had fought for the affidavit to be made public. Deanna Shulman is the attorney for the media organizations.
Judge Reinhart is going to protect the identity of confidential informants, and that's probably the right outcome here. We don't want, you know, none of the media interveners want to jeopardize the safety or security of a confidential informant.
The Justice Department says if they remove all sensitive material, there likely won't be much text for the public to see, but making too much public could endanger witnesses. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is appealing a ruling forcing him to testify for a grand jury in Georgia investigating potential election law violations.
Graham's testimony was expected after a judge ruled this week the senator must testify on August 23rd about his phone call to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger in the weeks after the election. The Circuit Court of Appeals will consider Graham's request. His legal team is also asking a federal judge to postpone the grand jury appearance during the appeals process. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
At least two people have died when two planes collided while trying to land at Watsonville Municipal Airport in Northern California. It appears a child in Nebraska died from a rare brain infection.
Doctors in Omaha, Nebraska, believe a child contracted a rare brain-eating amoeba while swimming in the Elkhorn River west of the city on Sunday and died this week. Last month, a Missouri resident died of the same infection, likely contracted at a southwestern Iowa lake.
Fox's Rich Dennison. Health officials say they're seeing more cases of the brain-eating amoeba in the Midwest, raising concerns climate change may play a role. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A suspect in the death of a North Carolina sheriff's deputy has now been charged.
Arturo Marin Sotelo now faces a murder charge in the death of Deputy Ned Byrd. It's believed Byrd was killed after responding to a domestic incident. Wake County Sheriff Gerald Baker did not take questions, but identified Marin Sotelo as
one of the suspects that we believe is involved.
Investigator Lieutenant Walter Adams said there will be more to this story.
Future arrests are expected. Our team's still following up leads.
Marin Sotelo could face either life in prison or the death penalty. Wake County DA Lauren Freeman says an announcement could come in the next few months. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The CDC is investigating several reported E. coli cases in Ohio and Michigan.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it's assisting both Ohio and Michigan in investigating the source of an E. coli outbreak, though a source that has not yet been identified, with 14 cases in Ohio and 15 in Michigan, with at least 9 people hospitalized. E. coli infections are commonly spread through contaminated food or water, with symptoms that include severe stomach cramps, diarrhea and vomiting, even sometimes fever. The CDC is asking those with symptoms of E. coli to write down food that they ate before and during their sickness. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A federal judge is ordering Starbucks to reinstate 7 employees in Memphis, Tennessee, who were fired earlier this year after leading an effort to unionize their store. The judge agreed with the National Labor Relations Board, which had asked the court to intervene in May. The case has been among the most closely watched in the unionization effort at Starbucks. More than 220 U.S. Starbucks stores, including the Memphis store, have voted to unionize. Starbucks opposes the unionization effort. I'm Lisa. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.